There's a new team on the rise in the Willamette Valley, and no, it's not the Oregon Ducks. The Willamette Valley Jaguars are your local professional basketball team, competing throughout the Pacific Northwest, representing the Willamette Valley region in the Basketball League, or TBL. The Jaguars are composed of players from across the country who grind every single day to live out their dreams of playing professionally. Every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, we take you behind the scenes on the latest updates on all things Jaguars and get a firsthand account of what it takes to make it in the Basketball League. This is Jaguars Beyond the Baseline. Welcome in, everybody, to a special edition of Jags Beyond the Baseline. I'm your host, Isaac Doobie, and it's early August, and I'm recording this now a couple weeks after the Basketball League Summer League. The Basketball League is not in season right now, but got a very special episode for you because I had the pleasure of going to Las Vegas and following the Willamette Valley Jaguars throughout their time at the Basketball League's Summer League. It was really amazing. I got to meet so many coaches and executives within the Basketball League. There were about 10 teams in Las Vegas. It was a great weekend and a great tournament. Very successful, and the Jaguars got a lot of training camp invites. They sent out a lot of training camp invites to new players. We really built more of a reputation with the league, and it was a big success. In this episode, I'm basically documenting the entire tournament for the Jaguars and how the tournament went for them as they were progressing each day. So the tournament was 3 days. The first 2 days were pool play, in which the Jaguars played 2 games each day. And then the third day, the final day, was the elimination tournament. So I'm going to be taking you through the entire tournament, all 3 days. I made some social media content for this tournament where I didn't just highlight Jaguars players. I also highlighted some players, teams, and coaches from around the league. So if you want to go check that out, go check out Isaac Doobie on Instagram and KWVA Sports on Instagram and give them a follow if you're interested in some of that. Go check that out. But got some special interviews for you with Jaguars players here on this episode of Jags Beyond the Baseline. Brandon Suttles, head coach Mary State. I talked to her pretty much once every day of the tournament. Troy Mix, Malik Roots, who was not on the team last year, but someone who joined the Summer League Jaguars team and played a pretty big role in the team's performance at the Summer League over the weekend in Vegas. I'm going to start on day one with an interview with Brandon Suttles. Again, I'll be recapping every game, every single day of what's happening. The first interview is with Brandon Suttles on day one. Enjoy.
Hi, everybody. I'm here with Brandon Suttles of the Willamette Valley Jaguars at the Basketball League Summer League.
One and only.
Brandon, you had a crazy play where you jumped probably about 2 feet over the rim in order to slam it down. What does a play like that feel like as you're doing it?
You don't really think about it. You don't really feel it until after, but it's crazy. Like, I don't even think it looks how it does until somebody tells me. It puts, like, a crazy rush in me. I smile right after, and then I just walk back on defense. I walk back, bro. I don't run. I'm tired.
How's it feel to start 2-0 in the Summer League after having kind of a rough season where you only got really 2 wins the entire year? How's it feel to be winning here?
Feels pretty good to be winning because I knew, like, our group could win, but we just had to figure it out. And out here, we got some good pieces with the pieces we already had, and we're making stuff happen.
Yeah, and how does the chemistry feel with some of the new pieces and some of the guys that you played with this year? How's the mix of new talent and old talent kind of working for you guys?
It's crazy because I think we all pretty good basketball players, so it feels like we just playing. Like, mm-hmm. It feels like how it's supposed to. It's all like me and his name is Dion. We talked about it, like, we just playing in flow. Nobody going out of their way to do nothing extra. Everybody doing what they need to do, and we winning, playing winning basketball. So it feels good.
Excellent. Thank you. Appreciate you. What's up, everybody? I'm Isaac Duby at the TBL Summer League. I'm here with Coach Mary State of the Willamette Valley Jaguars. They just improved to 2-0 with a 56-36 win over the Creating Young Minds team. Coach, I just talked to Kelly. It sounds like you guys will be one of two teams that are undefeated after today. The winner of this one, of this game that's going on right now, will be the second undefeated team. How do you feel about starting so hot and being undefeated and putting up 56 points in that game right there?
Well, really, really excited because, you know, as you know, the format for Summer League is that we're introduced to new players who are trying to play in the TBL. And so we're mixing up some of our guys from our team that are coming back next year, Troy Mix, Cy Williams, Brandon Suttles, and we're bringing in a new rotation of players, that some of that have played in the TBL and some that are new to the TBL. So I'm really excited about how quickly the chemistry is building and that they're able to defeat these teams and to put us in a position for possibly being the number one seed.
How did you feel about Jalen Martinez and kind of his mix into the established chemistry with the players that you guys have, that you've already coached, and how he's fitting in? He's been getting a lot of minutes in the last two games that you guys have played so far.
So as you know, our priority has been a big name. And so when I was at the combine this morning, I watched him play for about 2.5 hours and then asked him to join us for Summer League. And Kelly Wiley was able to make that happen. And he's exactly what I thought he was going to be. You know, he's a fresh out of college. And so he's a newbie, but he's got that big man body that we can build that traditional post player around with the weapons that we have. And so he's doing exactly what I envisioned when I watched him this morning. He's getting along great with the guys. Our owner is, Marion, is very excited about him. So I think you're going to see some more great things from him tomorrow.
What can you say about Brandon Suttles' athleticism and how he can jump out of the gym at pretty much any point? It didn't even feel like he was putting in 100% effort, but he had a dunk where it looked like he could have flown into the sky.
Crazy. You know, Michael Jordan leaping ability. And, you know, I'm part of my strategy today is like when we start going up by 15, 20 points, you know, I'm going to rest Troy, and I'm going to rest Cy, and I'm going to rest Brandon, because we have tougher competition, and this is nothing against the other teams, but the two teams on the floor are coming our way tomorrow and the next day, and we need to be ready, because we get a little bit complacent when we go up by 30, and it, you know, it's relatively easy for a team to get going and come back within 10 or 15, and that's dangerous for us.
I'm here with Troy Mix Jr. from the Willamette Valley Jaguars. They just lost by 12, 64-52 against the team representing the Jamestown Jackals. Troy, I noticed that you, when your team was down and they needed a bucket, they kind of went to you for a big shot. What does that feel like as a leader and as a player to take those shots and be in those big moments?
I love it. I love the moment. I mean, that's what like I work out for and like grind for every day, so that's a plus. That's a good thing. We wasn't able to get it done. They hit a lot of big shots, a lot of tough shots in transition, so I chalk that up to, like, defense as a team. But I still think we played good. We showed glimpses of good runs and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to the next game. I think that we'll come out stronger and be ready to compete.
What do you tell the rest of your team when you're down double digits in order to try to inspire get a spark going for you guys to rally and get a comeback?
Really to just lock in on defense and grab rebounds, limit teams to, like, one possession at a time and just, like, you know, just rally on defense, because I know, like, you get some stops, the buckets will come. So that's a plus. So, yeah, just rallying on defense and grabbing rebounds, that's all.
What do you guys need to improve on moving forward in order to take this one into the lab and then move forward and get some more wins?
I say just getting back in transition and keying in on shooters. I think we got beat by not knowing personnel, which it is kind of hard and stuff like this. But after a guy hits at least two or three threes, you should know he has the high hand and kind of be in his face at a certain point in time. But besides that, I think we'll be pretty good.
Awesome. Thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm here at the Basketball League Summer League with the Willamette Valley Jaguars head coach, Coach Mary Stade. The Jaguars just lost their first game of the Summer League, 64-52 against the Jamestown Jackals. I want to break this game down a little bit for you guys. Went down double digits early due to some turnovers and some missed defensive assignments. What did you see that caused those kind of miscues and mistakes?
Yeah, the key to this game was definitely defense. This was a highly offensive team with some good shooters, and we weren't contesting shots. We were a little lazy on defense, which is not surprising after a night in Las Vegas. But, you know, we have to be mindful of that, that we're the team to beat, and we can't become complacent. We've always got to play our best basketball, and we didn't do that this morning. But going forward, you know, I think better to lose early than late. Yep. We have seeding tomorrow and championships, so this loss will, I think, get us in the right frame of mind to move forward.
Where do you feel like the balance is? Obviously, the Summer League is an opportunity for players to kind of show off their individual skill set. Where do you feel like the balance is? In coaching a team, of trying to emphasize the camaraderie of the team and the good of the team rather than just individual success?
Yeah, definitely can be difficult. We came in with three guys from the Jaguars who are got great chemistry and are connected already. And then we are assigned random basketball players that they've never played with before. And Summer League has always played very fast break type of basketball, and so it becomes a little challenging in subbing and in chemistry. And I think that you got to find that balance by subbing a lot more than you usually do during a basketball game.
How did you feel about the officiating of this game? There's some late whistles, some foul calls that didn't go your way, and it's a lot more costly when there's one free throw and basically you can get the entire total of the basket if you were to make it. So when you shoot a two-pointer and you get fouled from that spot, it'll be one free throw worth 2 points, and then from beyond the arc, it's one free throw shot with 3 points. So it's a lot more costly if you commit those fouls. But how did you feel about the officiating of this game?
Well, it's difficult to be overly frustrated about the officiating, because this is also the groundwork for referees coming into the league. They have a lot of subbing as well going on, because they're learning the league rules and they're learning how to officiate professional basketball. And so you have to give them some grace. But I take the opportunity to stop and tell the ref, you shouldn't have called a foul there, or you should have called a foul there, and you got to speed up the free throws, because a minute and a half is too long, especially when I'm trying to bring my team back. So, you know, just trying to be helpful, but it is frustrating. You know, it's hard not to, because the game's on the line. But like I said, I try to remember that we all need grace, even the referees.
Yep. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
What's up, everybody? This is game two and day two of the Basketball League Summer League. And the Willamette Valley Jaguars just lost their second game of day two, 46-31 against the Blue Team, which is coached by Lawrence Taylor. They lost 46-31. I'm here with Malik Roots. Malik, you're new to the team, didn't play with them this season in the TBL, but what's it been like to play with these guys here in Vegas?
It's been a lot of fun. I think getting to gel with new guys over the course of the 2 days has been really good for us. The chemistry is where we're struggling with, though, and that's hopefully going into the championship game tomorrow. We figure that part out.
Both of these games today, you guys were down double digits, trying to kind of crawl your way back and make comebacks. What are you telling the team? What are you thinking about in those moments where you got to find a way to get back into it? You don't have a lot of time because these games are so condensed.
That's a big thing. The time being condensed really hurts us and affects us. But keeping our energy and keeping our emotions under check and in check is everything. Energy is big for us. Trusting our teammates and putting pressure on the ball, especially because it's a fast-paced game.
What kind of player are you? What do you? What part of your game do you take the most pride in?
My shooting, for sure, and defense.
I saw you had a couple threes.
Yeah.
A couple threes in that one. So it's just confirmed that you guys made the single elimination tournament tomorrow. You guys are going to be either the 2 or the 3 seed. What do you think you guys need to kind of figure out or fix going into the tournament tomorrow in order to get the Summer League championship?
I think having good energy from the jump, coming in, no matter if we're 2 or 3, coming in with that positive energy and keeping our emotions under check will be everything for us. When we did that, even our loss earlier today, we scored 50-something points. So I think if we could do that and put it all together, we'll have some wins.
Thank you so much, man.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. What's up, everybody? I'm Isaac Doobie with assistant coach Jordan Sanders for the Willamette Valley Jaguars. The Jaguars just lost 46-31, their final game of pool play. It was the second game of the day on day 2. Jordan, what did you think of today's performances, and what do you think needs to be improved on in order going into the elimination tournament?
Yeah, you know, I think the guys went really hard, and they're coming out, they're giving everything that they have, and it's just like a matter of learning like what everyone wants to do and kind of like getting the rotation down and kind of figuring out like who needs a sub when and like where that and like who can plug in for who and kind of stuff like that. But day 2 coaching these guys, we're trying to get it figured out, and I think we took some big steps today, I think.
Are you excited? So we just found out that the Jaguars are going to be the second seed in the A pool in the elimination tournament tomorrow. Are you guys excited about, you know, kind of a lot higher stakes basketball of, you know, kind of win or go home scenario tomorrow?
Yeah. So I can't stress that I'm so proud of this team. Like, to be where we were and then come out and be the second seed is really incredible. And our guys are really like working really hard. But yeah, I'm really excited to get to see like what everyone does tomorrow and start playing teams that are like the same level as us. I mean, like, yesterday we won by 20. Today we, you know, it's like kind of like that. So yeah.
What stood out to you about the players here versus some of the competition in the TBL regular season? Any like stark differences? Anything that stands out to you?
That's a great question. I think guys are being really, really aggressive and really trying to like showcase like who they are. Whereas like during season, everybody's trying to figure out like what role they can play for their team. And so you get to see guys trying things that they would never try in a regular season game and kind of stepping out of their comfort zone. And I love that part of summer ball because like the off season is the best time to grow your role and kind of like start to build your bag. And so I love these types of games where it feels like there's not a lot of pressure and it's okay to make those mistakes. And I think that's great for player development for sure.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Coach.
Yeah, thank you so much.
What's up, everybody? I'm Isaac Doobie here on the third and final day of the Basketball League Summer League. I'm here with Willamette Valley Jaguars head coach Mary Stade. The Jaguars just lost in the first round of the TBL Summer League Elimination Tournament, 35-21 to Creating Young Minds. Coach, I want to start with this. The Creating Young Minds team applied a lot of defensive pressure. Felt like it kind of rattled you guys. What were you trying to tell the team and remind them to kind of get them back on the right track?
You know, I told them to focus on offense because we start had a very slow start. It was 8-0 very early on, and yes, rattled by the high pressure from the Creative Young Minds team. But you know, we played really great defense. Okay. Because, you know, we held them to 20 points in the first half, which, you know, they were typically scoring throughout the tournament, 35 points in the first half. So really good team, both offensively and defensively. And so I was just telling the guys, you know, got to play to our strengths, keep our head in the game. Don't, you know, get down with the calls, keep moving. But we fell short, but we had an outstanding tournament.
Yeah.
Outstanding tournament.
On that, what did you learn from this entire experience of being here at the Summer League, having some of your players that you coached this past season and some new players, just some overall takeaways?
They make great adjustments. Our guys from last year were able to play really good basketball with players they had never met before. And, you know, I think they're now getting a taste of winning, which definitely it boosts our team morale, right? And, you know, this is a positive experience to bring us into the 2026 season. And I'm really excited about coaching these guys again. And the team will have a little bit of a new look, but some great returners. And, you know, the Jags organization overall, we represented just amazingly in this tournament, from our media people, our scouts, our coaching staff. So many compliments about what our organization looks like and how professional we are. And I'm most proud about that.
Who are some of the new players that fans can get excited about for next season that you think could play some big roles?
Yeah, I'm really excited about the invites we've made to training camp. We've met some players that played with us that are, especially the big man, Jalon. Mm-hmm. So everybody in the Valley, keep your fingers crossed that Jalon will be at training camp.
Okay. Well, good. Well, thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. This has been Isaac Duby and Coach Mary Stade at the Basketball League Summer League. Jaguars got bounced in the first round, but make sure to be following Jags Beyond the Baseline, the Instagram WV Jags for more updates throughout the offseason and next season as well. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Isaac.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's edition of Jaguars Beyond the Baseline. If you want to find out more about the Jaguars, you can go to their website at wvjags.com or follow them on Instagram at wvjags.